earnest money, earnest money, earnest deposit money. Okay, some people call it EMD, earnest money deposit, right? So what is that? What does that have to do? What we're talking about? Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about earnest deposit money, okay? Some people call it EMD, earnest money deposit, right? So what is that? What does that have to do? Well, we're talking about real estate wholesaling here. Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing, using marketing skills, and then locking the properties under contract and then flipping or assigning the rights, the equitable rights and the properties to a willing and able buyer investor. That's what it's about. That's what we'll talk about here. So if you want to learn, if you're brand new to wholesaling and you need a whole course, I have a free course on this called Wholesaling 101. And you can simply search on Google, Wholesaling 101 Ola. It comes right up. Okay. But that's a course that you can go through. It's absolutely free. But today we're talking about earnest money deposit. And there's a question that came in and we should dive right in. So it says, okay, what do you tell the seller when they are wanting more than $10 in earnest money? Good question. So there's a lot of gurus that have taught people to even deposit $10, okay? And I'm going to tell you straight up, okay? After 15 years in this game, I have never given up a dime for earnest money deposit. And yes, some people can argue that, well, your contract was never binding. Well, they were binding at the point that we closed. So clearly things worked out, and I've never closed a single deal without involving an attorney or a title company agent, right? So with that being said, things were done legally. Not only that, we have them backed up by attorneys to make sure that things are right. And I stay out of the way of the attorneys. I stay out of the way of legalities. I don't engage in legal talk too much. So I always tell you, as I'm about to tell you right now, make sure you talk to your attorney in your local area to make sure that you're doing the right thing. But here's the thing, it's actually very true. My contract may not be binding when I actually do lock this properties under contract, but it really doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. What matters the most is that you're talking to, you want to make sure you're talking to motivated sellers. You want to make sure you have a pipeline of motivated sellers and contracts so you can always have business to close. That's basically the game you're in. And if you don't, the alternative to that is basically you have one deal you're chasing all the time. You have that one house on the corner of your house that you think is going to be a deal. And for the most part, it's not going to be a deal. Okay, so it's a volume game. It's a quantity game. As a matter of fact, yes, it's a quality game, but you're not going to find the quality if you don't go through lots of numbers, if you don't have a pipeline of leads that you're generating on a daily basis. And a lot of people don't. Most gurus skip this part. This is a two-in-one business, a dual lead generation in one business, meaning you have to find motivated sellers, but not only that, you have to find willing and able buyers. Okay, and those are two different businesses that people don't talk about. Okay, they only talk about finding deals, find motivated sellers. But what happens after you lock a property under contract? I know what they told you. They told you there's a cash buyer in your local market and he's gonna buy all the deals. Well, there are 500 other wholesalers joining the game on a daily basis, which means there's competition, which means there's saturation, and you can deny it all you want. There is saturation. Just look at how many people are trying to get in the game and they're talking to the same people, cold calling the same people every day. It is saturated, but it doesn't have to be saturated if you find a way to stand out in the marketplace. The number one thing is to learn the marketing skills of generating leads into a pipeline on a consistent basis, okay? The second thing is that you have to do that in the most cost-effective way you can do it. Because think about it, if everybody is cold calling the same people, your response rate, your contact rate is going to be that much less, right? If everybody is direct mailing to the same addresses, well, it's going to be that much less effective too. So you got to find a way to stand out and do it much more cost-effectively, right? So on top of that, the cream always rises to the top. That's the third thing. The cream always rises to the top. If you learn the game of marketing, if you become a master marketer, if you become a student, of a lifetime student of marketing, then basically one of the job is to learn how to do it most cost effectively, right? So with that being said, I've never had to put any money down because I'm dealing with only motivated seller. If somebody shows me an ounce of lack of motivation, I just respectfully bow out. I say, hey, let me know how it works out. Okay, let me know. Keep me posted on how it works out. As a matter of fact, somebody, one of my buyers, just literally called me and said, hey, I'm looking to pick up something. And I got on the call to call him just now and said, you know what? I think I may have found something, but let me call you back in 30 minutes. I said, make that 1 hour because I'm going to be recording, right? So, and that's fine. The thing is that you got to, for that to be fine with you, you have to have a pipeline of leads coming in on a daily basis so you don't show up needy into the marketplace because you don't really need anyone, okay? You don't need anyone because you've mastered marketing and you're filling the pipeline and people will come to you when they realize more that you don't even need them. So a person that's asking you for $10 earnest money deposit, right? It's a person that's not motivated, okay? A person that their concern is to make sure you have a deposit on the deal, it's a person that simply, they're not motivated by time. They don't need to dump that property. They don't need to drop that property like hot water, okay? They still feel like they have options. And if they feel like they have options, they don't need you. Then you're in a bad position, okay? So the question again is, they're wanting more than $10 in earnest money. If that's their concern right now, that is not a motivated seller. Does that make sense? That's not a motivated seller. Most people that are motivated, it's not about that. They usually lack knowledge when it comes to real estate and they just have a property that's a liability. Your job is to show up and solve that problem. Help them get rid of it. Lock it under contract and go to work and find a person that will be interested in that property because of the work or anything like that. You have to lock it on the contract, obviously, for the right price. Does that make sense? But the key answer here is that if somebody is talking about earnest money deposit, it's probably the wrong person for you to talk to. And some people may argue, but you're going to lose deals and stuff like that. Well, that's not why you're a wholesaler. You're not a wholesaler because you have money to put on contract. Think about even if it's $10 you're putting on every contract, right? You may say that's just $100. Well, that's $100 of, that's 100 leads as far as I'm concerned. And I'd rather be generating more leads than getting stuck on one contract because most contracts are not even gonna close. That's just the honest truth, okay? Because for many reasons, they're overpriced, the market is wrong, you're doing it wrongly, for many reasons. So you must get in the pipeline mindset. Fill the pipeline, have a lot of deals. The person that can flip knowledge and leads and deals the fastest, make the most money and for the longest term in this game. All right, so that's what I have for you. If that's something you want to master, marketing and stuff like that, make sure you go download this for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, go get this for free right now. And you'll be able to do it the most cost-effective way, okay? Because you actually don't have to wait for deals to make money, okay? So smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go right now, I'll give you this absolute for free real estate money secret. You get that for free as well too. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one and peace.